Devin truly did love Eternity Springs at the holidays. He would be happy to come back for Christmas at least every other year. And that's what he planned to tell his mother when he broke her heart after Christmas and finally confessed his intention to move back to Cairns. "I brought box cutters," Celeste said as she approached. "Thanks." He carried the box across the footbridge and then set it onto the ground atop a large, flat, snow-dusted rock. He took the tool from Celeste and moments later removed sections of aluminum tubing, along with a half dozen smaller unlabeled boxes. Inside those, he found strings of twinkle lights, LED lights, battery packs, rolled vinyl, glitter tape, and zip ties. He didn't have a clue where to start.
"What exactly is this supposed to be, Celeste?"
"I don't really know." She clapped her hands, her blue eyes sparkling with delight. "It's a gift from one of my repeat guests. Isn't this a wonderful surprise?"
"It's something."
He hunkered down and sifted through the contents, looking for a set of instructions. Just as he spied a folded piece of paper tucked inside the roll of vinyl, his cell phone rang. He fished it from his pocket and checked the screen. His mother. He thumbed the green button and lifted the phone to his ear.
"Hey, Mom."
"Devin, are you still at Angel's Rest?"
"Yes."
He shook the paper open, revealing a child's drawing, done in colored pencils, instead of the instructions he was hoping for.
"Good, I called Celeste, but she isn't answering her phone. Will you track her down for me? I'm about to leave fresh with these cookies, but I neglected to ask her if she wants the extra pinwheels I baked this morning, too."
Fresh was the bakery his mother owned and operated, and her mention of his favorite cookies was enough to distract him from his search for the package instructions.
Mom, you do remember that your strawberry pinwheels are my favorite, right?"
"Oh, really?" Sarah observed in a dry tone. "I'm sure I didn't notice that you've plowed through more than a dozen since you came home the day before yesterday. Don't worry, I restocked our pinwheel tin."
"I love you, Mom. And Celeste is here with me. I'm helping her with a new decoration for the Angel Creek footbridge. How about I just hand her the phone?"